Chapter 5. Byron stepped back from the fear meter and nodded at the menace. He stared at us as he adjusted the straps on his overalls.
"Why did you trick us?"
Robbie yelled at the tall horror.
"We thought you were helping us," Carly Beth shouted. "We thought you were on our side."
"You thought wrong,"
Byron replied.
"Are you all totally clueless?"
the menace said.
"Did you really think Byron was your friend?"
"He lied to us, like Jillian and Jackson did."
Robbie scowled. He tossed the rubber head at Byron. It bounced off the horror's big chest and landed on the floor. Everyone started talking at once. Luke turned to me.
"They really thought Byron was their friend."
"He tricked them," I said. "Now we're all caught in his trap."
People, get a grip.
The menace waved his hands to get us quiet.
"You aren't the only ones Byron fooled. He fooled all the horrors at Horrorland, too. They thought he was working with them to protect you, but he was my guy right from the start."
Matt shook his head.
"I trusted you, Byron," he muttered. "You gave me that Panic Park key card. I thought you were trying to help us."
"That key card got you interested in Panic Park,"
Byron said.
"That started you on your way here."
"You should feel flattered. My friend Byron is the one who chose you all,"
the menace announced.
"Why?" Matt demanded. "Why us?"
Byron crossed his furry purple arms in front of his chest.
"I chose you because you all proved you were brave when you defeated those villains back home,"
he said.
"You need to be brave to survive what the menace has waiting for you."
"We tried the fear meter with other kids,"
the menace said.
"And, well, why go into the messy details? Let's just say it wasn't pretty."
"Why do you need us to be brave?" Matt demanded.
"What are you going to do with us?" I cried.
"Why do you want to frighten us?"
Sabrina asked in a tiny voice. The menace thumped his gloved hands on the podium.
"Good questions, gang,"
he said.
"Keep thinking. Try to think of the most frightening moment of your lives. That will be a start."
Then he leaned over the podium, his face still hidden in shadow.
"You brighter ones may have noticed that this park is stuck in 1974.
He said.
"There was great fear in the park then. So much fear. It spun us into another reality. It stuck us in time."
Luke grabbed my hand.
"Is he serious?"
he whispered.
"Your fear will bring us back,"
the menace continued.
"The energy from your fear will return Panic Park to its place in the real world."
I don't understand," I stammered. "How long are you going to keep us here?" I asked.
"For as long as it takes,"
the menace replied. He turned to the fear meter.
"I tried other kids,"
he said.
"But they weren't brave enough to survive the terror. Byron says you have proven your bravery. We'll see."
A grin spread over Byron's face.
"Be afraid,"
he said.
"Be very afraid."
Without warning, the menace grabbed the brim of his hat and lifted it off his head. My breath caught in my throat. I stared at his face, seeing it for the first time. Cold, dark eyes, ringed with black circles. A pencil-thin mustache beneath his pointed nose. Deep lines down his cheeks. A cold sneer on his lips.
"How do you plan to frighten us?" Matt cried. "Tell us!"
"Hey, buddy boy, you don't ask the questions around here,"
the menace boomed.
"I do."
"No, I do,"
a loud, shrill voice cried.
"I ask the questions."
The menace's head spun around, and I screamed. We all screamed. The menace had another face on the back of his head.